Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. Once again, I'm really excited to get into God's Word with you and just to share some encouragement for the day. So, will you guys join me as we pray? Lord, we want to thank you for this day, the day that you have made. And God, we just ask that you would speak to us, that we would hear, that we would listen to your voice. So, would you open up our eyes spiritually, our ears spiritually, our hearts and our minds spiritually to be able to receive your word. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we are going to talk about my favorite verse in the Bible. And when I first gave my life to Christ, a lot of you guys know this, but the gospel was actually shared to me in a little tiny jail cell. And, you know, I've been to church before as a kid, and you know, I've done my first communion and baptized as a baby and all that, but I never heard the gospel. Somehow, going through all these rituals and ceremonies, the gospel of Christ was never presented to me in a way that I could understand it. So when I first heard it, it was literally the first time I heard it. And I remember sitting in this little jail cell, and my hope was depleted. I felt like I was at rock bottom. I had nowhere else to go, and my life was just in shambles. And when I heard the gospel, it absolutely transformed my life. I remember sitting there as they were having a Bible study, and these other Christians kept asking to have a Bible study in my cell, and I would decline and nicely decline, and then I would get rude, and then I'd outright get mad. And they would just constantly ask to do this Bible study. So finally, basically just so they would leave me alone, I said, yeah, let's go ahead and have this Bible study in my cell. So everybody gathered, people came from other cells, and they came in, and it was a Sunday, and one of the chaplains came in. And I remember sitting there, and when they shared the gospel with me, I remember interrupting the Bible study, and I remember saying, stop, wait a minute. Are you telling me that somebody like me can go to heaven? And the person began to talk to me about grace, and they shared some scriptures with me. And I remember I was so shocked that I've never heard that before. And, you know, when I was doing some bad things, running amok on the streets and just doing a lot of bad stuff, and not once was the gospel shared with me. And if it was, I just didn't hear it or receive it. So when I heard the gospel, and I soaked it up like a sponge, and it just, like I said, transformed my life from the inside out. And as I started reading God's word, I started finding different translations that I could understand, because the King James Version, I just wasn't getting it at all. And I started, you know, trying different translations. And one verse stood out to me so much. And I remember this verse is the first verse that I memorized, and I would often go to it in times of need, because in a place like that, like, you need to hold on to God and to anything good. Like, you hold tight to it, and as we know, God is good. So the verse is from the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. And as a new believer, this verse just popped out to me, and it felt like it was this verse, like God was talking to me personally, you know. And I've read it, when I first read the Bible, I read it as a book, just kind of went through it, didn't really pay attention to anything. And the second time I read it, I started kind of digging into it and like thinking like, man, there's something to this. And on my third time around, I'm still reading it, of course, because I actually started studying it and really focusing and trying to apply the word. So Galatians 2:20 says this. It says, for I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I. And the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. When I first read that, it was like, you know, the lights shine up in the room, and you could hear, it was just amazing. And that verse, it kind of has taught me still to this day that it's a good reminder that I am crucified with Christ, you are crucified with Christ. If you're a believer, if you're saved by the blood of Jesus, you are crucified with Christ. Your old man is dead. Your old person with all the flaws and mistakes and unbelief in Jesus is nailed to the cross. But yet you're still living. Just like it says, for I'm crucified with Christ, and nevertheless I live. Like we live in this world, this cold, dark world that's anti-God culture. Everything is against God. And we live it by faith in the Son of God, right? This new life we live every day is through faith in Jesus every day. And, you know, I love that verse so much. I'm always going to it because I'll never forget that first day that I read it. And literally it was like God talking to me. And it is still God talking to me. So Galatians 2:20, I encourage you guys to go to that Bible verse. And before you read it, just pray and say, God, how does this, pertain to me personally? How can this verse relate to me personally? And you pray that and you read it and God is going to speak to you, and it can be applicable to every season of your life, because every season of our life, we have to remember that we're crucified with Christ. You know, when things are not going our way and things are tough and we feel down and out, we remember that we're crucified with Christ. When you're tempted to do things that are not from God, when you want to go back to your old ways, or that old man that is nailed to the cross, that's crucified to the cross, starts to rise up in you. You quote that verse and you tell yourself, I'm crucified with Christ. The old person is gone. I don't have to live by those ways anymore. I'm not bound by those things of the world, because literally I am crucified with Christ. And living by faith in the Son of God is a day-to-day thing. It's not something that you do when you first give your life to Christ, or something that you should do like right before you die. Like, we want to live day by day by faith in the Son of God. Because when I read that verse, I was thinking about it. I'm like, man, is it true that I'm really crucified with Christ? What does that mean? You know, how do I take that? And I really took it as the old Chewy is gone. All my addictions, all my anger problems, all the hatred I had towards the world was gone. It was nailed to the cross. And it's something I have to continually remind myself. And God is so good like that. He often reminds me. So going forward, you are crucified with Christ. All that baggage that you have is gone. You don't have to carry it anymore. It's like taking that dead person off the cross and all of his baggage and all of his drama and mistakes and putting it back on us. No, it's crucified. Leave it on the cross. You're a new person. So, again, it's so encouraging to me when I think about this verse. And we all have those special verses that we memorize. And if you don't, I would encourage you to find some verses in the Bible, something that just speaks to you personally, something that's going to motivate you and encourage you, something that's going to remind you of who you really are. Memorize those verses, put them around your house so they're always on your mind. And with that said, I'll close with that. And again, a reminder that you are crucified with Christ. All right. Well, God bless you guys. Thank you. And we'll see you next time.